It is Wednesday, December 30th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell really doesn't want you to get a $2,000 check from the government. But the fight over survival checks is shaping up to test his control over the legislative process in the closing days of the 116th Congress. Meanwhile, a new investigation reveals the use of forced labor in Apple's supply chain. Many Muslims in China are reportedly given the choice between grueling work making iPhones or getting sent to a detention center. And lastly, a judge in Georgia has overturned a Republican-led purge of thousands of voters. Every vote counts as the state prepares to vote in a crucial runoff election
next
week.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The fate of what Democrats are calling survival checks remains in limbo as the congressional session comes to a close at the end of the week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday thwarted Democrats' bid to immediately increase the survival checks from $600 to $2,000. This according to Politico. McConnell acknowledged Donald Trump's conditions for signing a coronavirus and economic relief bill, which include increased payments. But he did not make an explicit commitment to tackling those issues in the coming days. Senate Democrats, meanwhile, insisted McConnell would have to offer a path forward on a larger checks. That's their demand in return for securing a quick vote to overturn Trump's veto of the defense spending bill, which is McConnell's priority. All of which means it's not yet clear how much money the government will be sending you in the weeks ahead. There's been movement towards embracing the larger direct payments among Republicans. According to Politico, Trump and many House Republicans want it. The handful of Senate Republicans who've endorsed larger checks includes Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and Georgia Senator David Perdue, coincidentally, both of whom are in runoff races that will determine Senate control next year. Getting those checks to the floor before then looks like a steep task after yesterday's brouhaha, this according to Politico. First Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tried to pass the House-approved bill increasing the checks to $2,000, which McConnell rejected. Then Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders asked McConnell to at least set up a roll call vote to follow the veto override. McConnell spurned that request, too. Sanders responded by blocking quick passage of the veto override, leaving the possibility of keeping the Senate in session into New Year's Day to finish consideration of the defense bill. A lot of people had to work over the holidays. I guess the Senate can too, don't you think? How much do you know about the technology you use every day? Where does it come from? Whose hands have touched it before yours? One of the oldest and most well-known iPhone suppliers has been accused of using forced Muslim labor in its factories, according to documents uncovered by a human rights group and shared with the Washington Post. The documents, discovered by the Tech Transparency Project, detail how thousands of Uyghur workers from the predominantly Muslim region of Xinjiang were sent to work for Lens Technology. Company also supplies Amazon and Tesla. Lens Technology is one of at least five companies connected to Apple's supply chain that have now been linked to alleged forced labor from the Xinjiang region. Apple has faced criticism for its labor practices in the past, particularly in China. Some Uyghur workers have told human rights groups that they were given a choice between taking a job in a far-flung factory or being sent to a detention center. In some cases, workers have said that when they accept the job, they live in heavily guarded campuses and are rarely allowed to leave. Whether the Uyghurs are paid and exactly how much is unclear. Apple has dispatched lobbyists to Capitol Hill regarding legislation that would hold U.S. companies accountable for using forced labor from the region, according to the Washington Post. Lobbyists are trying to water down the bill, this according to congressional staffers. Katie Paul, director of the Tech Transparency Project, told the Post that the alleged use of forced labor in Apple's supply chain may explain why the company is lobbying against a bill now before Congress that would sanction companies for their involvement in human rights abuses in China. Well, it's probably no coincidence. Coincidence, that's for sure.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Some encouraging news for Democrats from Georgia. Two Georgia counties must reverse their decision to purge thousands from voter rolls in advance of the state's January 5th runoff elections, this according to The Guardian. As we mentioned before, the results will determine whether Democrats or Republicans control the Senate. Federal Judge Leslie Abrams Gardner said in an order filed late on Monday that the two counties appeared to have improperly relied on unverified change of address information to invalidate voter registrations. Per the ruling, those registrations must now be honored. Judge Abrams Gardner is the sister of Stacey Abrams, the Democratic activist who lost a race for Georgia governor in 2018 and led a voter registration drive that was crucial to Joe Biden's victory in the state. National Democratic Party attorney Mark Elias, who litigated the case, hailed the decision as a blow to GOP voter suppression. Said the party continues to monitor how other Georgia counties respond to the suppression scheme and, quote, where necessary, we will sue and we will win, end quote. Of the more than 4,000 registrations that officials tried to rescind, the vast majority were in Muskogee County, The Guardian reports. President-elect Joe Biden won this county during the November election. Another 150 were in Ben Hill County, which Donald Trump won with a sizable margin. Almost 2.1 million people, more than 25% of Georgia's registered voters, have voted in the Senate runoff election that started on December 14th. Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are facing against GOP incumbents Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, respectively. The deeply significant runoff has prompted record-breaking fundraising. According to The Guardian, Ossoff and Warnock each have raised more than $100 million in a mere 2 months, surpassing their conservative opponents. These races are shaping up to be very close, folks, and very, very hard fought.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
NBC News reports that at the current rate of vaccinations, it will take almost 10 years to inoculate enough Americans to get the coronavirus pandemic under control. 20 million doses were promised in short order by the Trump administration, but so far, only about 2 million people have received a shot. Joe Biden's administration hopes to pick up the pace in the new year. President-elect yesterday named Betra Chokhar, a Kaiser Permanente executive, to be the nation's COVID-19 vaccine coordinator. Park ranger was seen on video tasering a Native American man who was walking his dog with his sister at National Monument in New Mexico on Sunday. This according to NBC News. Daryl House, who is Oneida in Navajo, often prays at the Petroglyph National Monument in Albuquerque. The ranger tased him for refusing to show ID. Since when does one need an ID to pray? Another indigenous environmentalist has been killed in Honduras, The Guardian reports. Felix Vasquez, veteran leader of the indigenous Lenca people, shot dead at home on the night of December 26, just weeks after reporting death threats linked to his work. Hopes for justice are reportedly low, but the world is watching. Small drones will be allowed to fly over people and at night in the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration said on Monday, this according to Reuters. FAA Administrator Steve Dickinson said the new rules get us closer to the day when we will more routinely see drone operations, such as the delivery of packages. Tip your delivery drivers, folks. It's a hard job, and now they've got competition coming.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. We will be back with more AM Quickies in the new year. Till then, have a very happy new year. Check out the Majority Report. Today, we've got a best of, all this week, in fact. We will be back live on Monday. Have a healthy, happy new year, folks.